It's time now for your comments, the best of your voicemails and emails. We hope you enjoy listening. On Friday, I talked to director Spike Lee about his new documentary, When the Levees Broke, a reflection of the events surrounding the Katrina catastrophe.
In this film, we have an interview by Julian Rodriguez. He's president of St. Bernard's Parish. He talked about how he was sitting in his office trying to keep things together and walked into his office a commander from the Royal Canadian Mounties. He said, "Where are you from?" I said, "We're from Canada." "Where in Canada?" "They were from Vancouver." "How is it Dudley Do-Right guys?" "How is it a company, a Dudley Do-Rights, can make it to New Orleans from Vancouver?" And they had horses, too, before the federal government. That's crazy.
Listener Ron Osterling reacted to Mr. Lee's comments by email. "Did you and or Mr. Lee contribute as much time, effort, and resources to helping Katrina victims as the Royal Canadian Mounted Police? As an American, I'm embarrassed by this comment. The RCMP has a long, successful, and proud history." That's true, Mr. Osterling, but let's be fair. Mr. Lee was not making light of the Canadians' contribution. Rather, he was wondering why the United States hadn't moved as quickly. Also on Friday, our roundtable discussed the news that Andrew Young would resign as a consultant to Walmart after he suggested that ethnic merchants had taken advantage of blacks in disadvantaged neighborhoods in an interview. Robin Testa listens on KXJZ in Sacramento, and she had this to say. "I was very disappointed to hear you and your guest pussyfoot around Mr. Young's remarks about Jewish, Korean, and Lebanese merchants. Racism is racism. You owe it to yourselves, your community, and your listeners to face it and say it. Mr. Young's remarks were racist and should be deplored." Also last Friday, commentator Amy Alexander talked about sharing thoughts and a smoke with a woman from Lebanon.
"Back at that nightclub in DuPont Circle, I told my Lebanese tablemate that I felt guilty for not having studied too deeply the long, sour history between Israel, Lebanon, and other Arab nations in that part of the Middle East."
That prompted Paul Simons of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to write, "I'm a Jew. I can't claim to love everyone, but I've tried to see things from others' points of view. I wish Ms. Alexander could, for a moment, consider the situation of Israelis. They're confronted with violent death. They don't have a continuous flow of oil money, but they've created a country and an economy built on hard work, agriculture, science, medicine, and technology." Last Thursday, our segment on so-called teen fight clubs got Michael Fairbanks of Anchorage, Alaska going. These fights appear to be structured, and the participants seem to be volunteers. In an era where all things male are frowned upon, i.e. hunting, fishing, military service, competition in general, these boys are trying to feel like men. Finally, Catherine Falwell of New Orleans writes, "I listened to your show online. I really wish the local NPR station here aired it. We need to hear the balanced and objective views about our city that are stated so eloquently on your show, and which so often get lost in the finger-pointing that has stymied progress." Thanks, Catherine. And a note about New Orleans, we'll begin special coverage next week as the nation looks to the one-year anniversary of the devastation that rocked that area. We'll hear from the mayor of the Crescent City and have reports from NPR's Farai Chidea. And as always, we appreciate your comments. Please keep them coming. You can do so by calling us at 202-408-3330, or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. This is NPR News.